Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM on the Montreal radio dial and at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, coming live on this late, late summer evening where the twilight is just right as the traffic cones glisten in the evening. We are here at our Sherbrooke Street studio, and boy, do we have a special episode this evening. You know, listeners who are new to the sounds of Atlantic Canada are usually quick to assume that most of the music from the region revolves around fiddles, guitars, traditional sounds. No, they're not wrong. There's actually a wide array of fascinating musical styles that have emerged from the region, including hip-hop, jazz, metal, electronic, and ambient music. And it's ambient music we'll be showcasing here on Eastern Promises this evening. Off the top, we heard a track called Through the Wormhole by Newfoundland ambient and post-rock artist Stuart Gallant. That's from his musical project called Stern, S-T-U-R-N-E. And that's off his 2024 album called Transient. And I felt it was an appropriate example of this fascinating and often misunderstood genre, one that encompasses atmosphere and texture over conventional structures and rhythm, and which is meant to invoke really a specific meditative state. So we'll be devoting our hour to ambient music, and as a special treat, we're going to be presenting a live set from Divine Foray, a music project by Montreal artist Dan McAndrew, who'll be playing a track from his upcoming record, Something About the Wind. He'll also be sitting down for a talk afterwards, so we can get a little more insight into this wide-ranging and eclectic style of music. That'll be after the first commercial break, but in the meantime, here's another ambient track, this time from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. This is Thermal Expansion by Controlled Burn.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and at CJLO.com, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada and where we're celebrating all things ambient this hour. Before the break, you heard the track Thermal Expansion. That's by Dartmouth, Nova Scotia duo Emily Dorothy and Michael Malinsky, also known as Controlled Burn. That's from their 2025 release entitled Bending with Purpose. And because we're focusing on ambient sounds this hour, we have a special guest with us this evening, Montreal artist Dan McAndrew of the musical project Divine Foray. He's in our session studio, all set to perform from his upcoming release called Something About the Wind. Here he is with Where It Comes From, Where It's Going.
Thank you.
That was where it comes from, where it's going, by Divine Foray, the ambient project by electronic artist Dan McAndrew from his upcoming full-length release called Something About the Wind. Excuse me, I have to catch my bearings after that remarkable piece. Dan is going to come over to this side of the studio to tell us a little bit more about the record and the process involved in making it. But in the meantime, let's play another track. Here's St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador ambient artist Ian Foster with I See You In There. That was Ian Foster, a singer-songwriter, producer, and filmmaker based in St. John's, Newfoundland, with a song called I See You In There. That's from his 2024 album, Nerve. And I have here Montreal-based artist Dan McAndrew of Divine Foray. How are you? I want to make sure the mic's working. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Okay, great. So that's working. Welcome. I have to start by saying you're a difficult artist to pigeonhole, and I mean that as a compliment. I'd venture to say, like, you're primarily known as an electronic artist. Your music spans really an array of different electronic subgenres, some with actual pop hooks, others with, you know, a little bit more trance. Your last full album, which was 2021's Ode to Tempest, it's an example of the variety of this, of electronic music, but it does have some ambient inspired sounds, I felt.
Yeah, it's much more beat based and
But I was just wondering, what made you want to focus entirely on an ambient record this time around?
So it's kind of been a long journey towards that, but the turning point was when I went with my wife to her name's Amelie, to Île de la Madeleine in Quebec. So me and Emily went to there to see where her father grew up, and it was something that we had been talking about doing for a long time since we met, because you know it's like it means a lot to her family. And so yeah, we basically while I was there, like it was so beautiful there, like it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. And it's just something about that trip. I'd kind of been thinking before that about maybe transitioning more towards ambient music. I'd just been like listening to more of it and kind of dabbled in it a bit. And just when I was there, I kind of had this like, I don't know, I guess inspiration or something. One of the guys from Stars of the Lid passed away during the time we were there too. So I was like going back and listening to some of their classic albums while driving around, while we were driving to all these beautiful places, and just made me really feel like inspired. Like I wanted to do that and try to put my own spin on ambient to see what that would sound like.
You're not originally from Quebec, so I
No.
imagine you have a specific lens when it comes to seeing and absorbing what's around you. Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I grew up in Pennsylvania and in a small town called Franklin. And I left there when I was about 23, 24 and moved down south. I lived in Austin for a bit and then New Orleans for a few years. And that's actually where I met Amelie, and we ended up getting married and moving up to Quebec, to Montreal. And yeah, I've been here since for about 8 years now, so.
I want to talk a little bit about what went into this latest recording, but I also want to mention that you do have a show here on CJLO.
Yeah.
Shameless plug, it's called No
Yeah.
Boundaries, and it airs on Sunday nights from 7 to 8. That's right
Yeah.
before mine.
Literally right before the show.
Yeah, and we
Yeah.
rarely see each other, which is
Yeah.
curious, but I mean, I always enjoy engaging with you whenever we cross paths and
Yeah.
whatnot, and I certainly enjoy your choice of playlists.
Thanks.
And listeners of your show will know that your playlist is usually a very diverse one.
Yeah.
You're a musicologist. I mean, I mean that. You're really plugged into a lot of different types of music
Thank
and
you.
thankfully willing to share your discoveries. But what I'd like to know, though, is how your preparation, your hosting, sharing these tracks, I mean, how does it inform your own creative process? Or are the two mutually exclusive? I mean, is it just a byproduct, or do you find that it's part of your creation as an artist as well?
It's a good question. I think I'm just kind of basically I'm just obsessed with music, I guess, like honestly. Like I just spend so much time like listening to music, reading about like just I like to know the history behind the artists that I enjoy and stuff and the stories behind music. So I guess I don't know, it's like I never try to make stuff that sounds like a particular artist that I love a lot, but I feel like I just kind of unconsciously absorb a lot of influences, and they come out through what I do. And yeah, I don't know. It's I guess it's I feel like for sure since I started doing the show, it's really broadened my horizons in terms of music, in terms of how I make music, and just being exposed to even more music because I'm always trying to find new stuff for my show. So I think it's probably made me even more creative, I guess. And that's also probably part of the reason why I ended up going in this ambient direction too, because I think it was because of doing the show that I was more just listening to a lot more ambient music than I would have otherwise, because yeah, just trying to find different styles. And that seemed I didn't realize it at the time, but that seemed like one that really resonates with me. And I might not have known that if I hadn't started doing a show, you know?
I mentioned earlier in the show that ambient music generally encompasses atmosphere, certainly texture over conventional structures and rhythm. It's kind of meant to relax a person and put them in a meditative state. But I think that's also a bit of a misconception. It can also take you to a specific mindset. It can provoke or else
Yeah.
draw out more nuanced, complex, sometimes even dark emotions. It can be therapeutic in that way, actually. And I mean, you can disagree, by the way, but I'm curious to know what it means to you and how you would kind of define it in terms of your own artistic process.
Yeah, that's a tough one, honestly. Like I honestly have never been able to pin down exactly what like a solid definition of what ambient is for me. Because there's some things I listen to that I think aren't really ambient, but they seem like ambient music to me. Like, I really like this Japanese singer-songwriter Ichiko Aoba, who's doing like folk music and playing like incredible classical guitar and stuff, and something about her voice and the way she's recorded, and like there's this album that she that somebody is actually a bootleg that they did of like her playing piano on Instagram, like on live, doing live streams on Instagram during the pandemic. And that's like kind of one of my favorite ambient albums, even though it's really technically she's not an ambient artist and she's just playing piano, but it's just something about it. I guess I would say it's something that, yeah, kind of like the classic definition that like Brian Eno said too, like that, you know, something you can kind of have in the background and it just can kind of paint the room or something with music and kind of be like a background. But also if you listen to it with intention, there's like so much that you can kind of grasp and it can really take you somewhere. I guess something like that.
Mm. I want to continue this conversation. This is great, but we've got to cut for break. So let's do some business and I'll be right back and we'll come back with Dan McAndrew of Divine Foray. Stick around. Welcome back to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM radio and at CJLO.com, where we're talking to Dan McAndrew of Divine Foray, the ambient project of his. I wanted, before the break, we were talking a little bit about what ambient music meant to him. But I was also wondering, particularly with this upcoming album called Something About the Wind, I previewed it a bit. There's quite a bit of nature recordings throughout the track, which I found, the album, which I found interesting. I wanted to know a little bit more about where that came from. Were these recordings that you made yourself, and why was it important for you to integrate them into the music?
Yeah, so those are all recordings that I made on my iPhone while I was visiting. Well, three out of four were from when I was visiting Ile de la Madeleine during that trip. So yeah, that was kind of just me, cause that, you know, was kind of the inspiration for me to make that album. So I wanted to use those as kind of like a jumping off point. And that was kind of the plan I had, like when I was starting to write these new songs, is like find some recordings that I took during that time and just base songs around them, use them to kind of come up with ideas. And I would play the recording and then just play whatever kind of inspired me from that, you know? And then I ended up, for the fourth track, the one that I actually played, Where It Comes From, Where It's Going, I ended up using a recording from this place called the Wind Chime Tree in New Orleans. That's just something, that's a recording I've had that's from like 2013. So it's like very, very old. At that time that I made these songs, it was like 10 years old. And it's just such a beautiful, because the wind chime tree, it's like basically this giant oak tree, like massive oak tree with all these different wind chimes, like different sizes. Some are like 10 feet long, that are like very, you know, low frequency and high frequency, like all, and they're all tuned to the same scale and everything, to the pentatonic scale. And yeah, so there, I always had this recording, and it's like I always wanted to use it on something. So I was like, well, an ambient track is kind of the perfect thing. So I ended up basing the track around that, and I felt it connected because me and my wife, you know, it was my wife, who Emily, who brought me to the La Madeleine, and we were there like to connect with her family roots, and we were actually there also to scatter the ashes of her mother. And so it was kind of an emotional trip as well, you know, very, like obviously very emotional at times. And so to get back to that, basically the wind chime tree is where we were married. We ended up getting married underneath that tree in New Orleans, and so it's always had a really special meaning to me. So I thought that kind of connected with the other recordings.
Yeah, I mean, I got the impression that there's a lot of intuition and certainly a lot of heavy emotion going into this album, which is a beautiful way to start off the process of creating an album such as this. I thought it was really something that was more than just listening to ambient sounds and putting yourself into your space. You're putting yourself into somebody's spirit, if you will, you know. And I thought that was really powerful, and it speaks to what ambient music can do and what music can do, but particularly this brand.
Yeah.
You've had a busy year. Not only have you been preparing for the release of Something About the Wind, but you also put a record out in July called Lake Divine.
Yeah.
That's in collaboration with Montreal-based ambient artist Chris Sutherland.
Yeah, Lake Rosso. Lake his project Rosso is called Lake Rosso.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, that was an album that I made with Chris. Kind of really, what's the word? Like very, just kind of happened, you know? We met, we became friends in like the course of a few weeks. We met at like a group ambient jam, actually. And found out that we kind of lived nearby, so we hung out a few times, and we found when we did a jam one day, and we found that we were kind of clicking on some stuff, so we just decided we were going to meet up again the next week and record some stuff. And we didn't think we were going to get a whole album out of it, but it's like everything we did just kind of really worked well and was just clicking, so yeah.
Did working on that project inspire the direction of recording Something in the Wind, or else the certain choices? Did you make that in tandem?
No, actually, that's the thing. Something About the Wind, it was actually finished like almost a year before Lake Divine. So yeah. Yeah, these are actually Something About the Wind is some of like the first ambient tracks I actually made. And it's just been a longer process because it was mixed by my friend Sebastian Perry, who's a really, really great engineer and mixer. And so it takes longer when someone else is mixing it, you know, and you gotta kind of, they have to do it and send it back to you, and you meet up and listen, and then I had it mastered as well. And so it's been a bit longer getting out, and I was sending it to some labels as well, but yeah.
What's next for Dan McAndrew? You're a busy guy. You've got these two projects. You have Time Painting.
Yeah, Time Painting. Yeah,
a local band that's making inroads locally. Congratulations on that as well.
Thanks.
And yeah, of course you've got this DJing gig. What can we expect from you? Do you think in the next while you're going to take a break from all this and decompress, or do you have plans to tour, record?
I kind of wish I could take a break sometimes, but I'm playing a show on September 26th. It's from this series called Paths Parties. And I'm playing with Libra Rising and Zena Edna. And that's September 26th at the Crumper. I'm also planning another show, but I haven't quite got the booking yet for sometime in late October, early November, to be kind of like an album release show. Besides that, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. There will be probably another... There's a chance that I might release another album before the end of the year. It's kind of like, it's a surprise. I wanted to just say a surprise, but I guess now I said it's an album. But yeah, there's a kind of a surprise album that might be coming out before the end of the year too. After this, Something About the Wind. But, you know, I'll try to focus on that one now. It's been a very productive year, I guess. But
I mean, be sure to let us know at CJLO what you're up to. We're certainly always interested in,
for sure,
in the amazing art that you're producing. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Andrew of Divine Foray. Check him out, major streaming platforms, Bandcamp, at Divine Foray on Instagram. I want to go out by playing one of your tracks from the well-regarded 2021 record, Ode to Tempest, one that I feel kind of leans into his interest to explore ambient sounds, even if the idea maybe it wasn't, I don't know, but it may not have been on his radar at the time. But here's one that I particularly like called Anything. Thanks again.
Thanks. Thank you.
Was a 2025 single called Fine by Fredericton, New Brunswick experimental act Den Mother. And a reminder that you can find tonight's playlist as well as past episodes of Eastern Promises on my show page at cjlo.com, and clicking on the link tree, you can also find it at my Instagram handle at Eastern Promises CJLO. So that's a wrap for our special ambient music episode. We'll be back on September 28th with our regular programming, bringing you the best and the newest music coming from Atlantic Canada. Here's the rest of the song. I wish you all an excellent evening. Good night.